Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Are you a
Here we go. This is it. Man, have I been busy. Hey, I hope you guys seen that trailer I put up. the series. That's one of them series, man. I'm going to put them up on my YouTube channel, a full series. I mean, a full episode on the 20th. So be ready for it. You know, y'all can get at me, man, on at Mr. Rosebud, my doggone site, AskRosebud.com, DownAndDirty101.com. Fuck with me, because I'm telling you, I'm finna get busy. I got all this how-to doggone tools. I got a lot of stuff for you. Hit my email, AskRosebud@gmail.com. If you got a question or something, maybe I'll talk about it on the show. That's how we do it. You know, you motherfuckers got to understand, I'm getting busy. So, you know, we have to do this shit and make the most of it. Real answers from experienced motherfuckers is what you be looking for. But what you be finding is some bullshit. Now that you realize what real is, I hope you keep building me. Because I'm finna go sky high with this. I got a lot going on, I'm telling you. Every motherfucking show, we talk about a whole bunch of shit, but all of it is always about how to be a better man. It's always about that. Call in 657-383-0809. Press 1, and we gonna kick it. You know, now we got this station. Well, I can't say that no more because we've been had this station. So, shit. This station is just here for y'all. I was finna to say we've been needing it, but hell, we got it now. We've been having it. Now, tonight, man, tonight, we got to make our conversation effective when we talk. I mean, it's just a lot of things about a conversation that people just don't know. And then if you ask the motherfucker what they know about a conversation, they'll swear to God they know about a conversation. And then you say, well, what do you know about it? Motherfucker can't say shit. You just say he know what it is. You don't. We're going to talk about what it is. Now, before we really get started, just want to make sure that I'm not the only one that's fucking noticing this shit. But I'm noticing a lot of motherfuckers running around here talking about they ABPs. Some fool was mad at me and was fussing me out. And then that motherfucker said, then I stay on my ABPs, you know. Where you get that from, man? He said, man, I've been knowing that, you know, that's in the streets, man. You know, woo-woo. All right, bro. But you know what I'm saying? ABPs is true. You got to always motherfucking be playing. And I'm sure you remember that the Boy Scouts motto is be prepared. That's basically our motto. I mean, shit, we're Boy Scouts. In a sense, we all just like Boy Scouts. When we come in, you know, up in life, or when we trying to learn what we need to learn about the game, you know, trying to catch, we like Boy Scouts. Because we don't really know what's out there, but we still coming. See, with the knowledge that you should be gaining as you live your life, I guess I will say live your life. With that knowledge, you should be able to reinforce everything that you believe. You should be able to reinforce all of it so that you can tell yourself again and again that you gonna stay out there. You ain't finna get your toes wet and then run away. You gonna stay getting at a woman. You know, remember, when you get one, don't stop prowling for another one. That's just the way it go. And the more you're like that, the more you have that mentality, the more you're gonna get to learn about women. Whew. I know you done gained a lot of knowledge in the house, sitting behind your computer. But you got to be willing to use that knowledge you gained outside of your house, outside of the living room, away from the computer. When you hear me say shit like see through muddy water and spot dry land, that means that I'm embarking on a journey, and I don't know what the fuck lies ahead, but I'm prepared. I'm prepared because this game I got, this knowledge I have prepared me. You got to get prepared for this shit. Some of it involves conversation. A conversation is like a book. They're all short books. And if you can design your conversation as if it's a book, as if you're writing a book, you will see, man, you'll be able to blaze through that goddamn conversation, say some fly shit to that brow, and have plenty more shit to say. See, me, I believe in due diligence. And if you do your due diligence, because buying the course alone ain't going to do shit for you. A bunch of motherfuckers bought the course. You know, you got to do what the course is talking about. You can't just kind of do it. I mean, you could, when you get into the course and you start doing what you're supposed to, you're going to be able to see things that's about to happen. And you're going to be able to see them before it happens. And you're going to be able to think of what to do for when they do happen. This is just how sharp you're going to be. This is how you're going to be thinking. You have to be able to interpret information from a woman. Let's say you out talking to, you know, trying to get your team of bras together. And you're talking to this woman. And you can see. You can see that she's straight out lying. She's lying to you. And what's so beautiful about that is that you learn how to quiz these motherfuckers. Well, they don't even know you quizzing them. That's why they don't even know they lying. Because they don't even know they answered the question. Why? Because of the way you talk. The way your conversation goes. You got to be sharp like this. You got to understand that this life really is not a game. And those of you who out there in the streets, I mean, you got to doubly understand that damn shit. You got to understand things that other motherfuckers can't even conceive, let alone understand. The shit is really important. Catching women to fuck on or catching them to pimp on, you know, you have to develop a vision. a vision on life that's going to supersede any other vision available to you, because you'll be living according to your own rules. So in short, what I'm saying is you need to forget about trying to be cute. Get about trying to be cool. The shit you motherfuckers be doing is not cool and it is not cute. It's your life. And if you ain't careful, you're going to fucking lose it. Now, we're going to go deeper into this and relate it to your damn conversation and show you how to make it effective in a woman's mind. See, what I'm saying is, if you don't look for the right situation for you, you won't be able to function. I don't look for the right situation. I accept all oncoming, incoming, whatever you want to call it, situations. And what you're going to see and understand is that I'm real. And one of the only people you know with the kind of information that you seek. And I'm one of the only motherfuckers available to your ass to give it to you. If not the only one. Now before, you know, you get too deep, you better digest everything that we've been saying. Because goddamn it, this shit is going to be deep. And if you don't have no questions, I hope I get through with my bullet points quickly. Because I don't want to be on here if you ain't got no motherfucking questions. If I get through my goddamn bullet points and you ain't ask me shit, I'm getting off. See, it's just, I know many of you motherfuckers have seen the purpose and the value for the course in your body. But those of you who have yet to buy the course need to open your fucking eyes and visualize what can be with you. Because all this shit that I'm going to say, all of it, is going to go over your motherfucking head. And the only motherfuckers going to get any of it, if they own here, is the motherfuckers at SWU. Because they know how to see and listen. Now, if you're trying to get some knowledge, because I can't turn none of you out to this. I don't even want to try to turn any of you motherfuckers out to this shit. But if you have some situations or you have things that can that have occurred in your quest to be this magnificent gentleman, then, of course, you can talk to my black ass about the shit. Now, you guys out there who aren't thinking about pimping shouldn't think of me as being a motherfucking pimp. You should think that I've gotten educated and I didn't learn how to interpret what made me irresistible to women. I didn't interpret it and put it in language for the motherfucking average Joe. I've done that and I didn't put it in layman's terms. So any of you motherfuckers could understand it. It's all there for you. What do you think is important when you're getting at a woman? What do you think? Okay, 443, what's up with you, man? What's happening, man, 443? 443, what's up? Are you there? Get rid of that. 254, what's happening?
What's happening, Rosebud? This is Big Steve from Texas. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening? Go ahead on.
Hey, man, I want to answer that question you just asked.
Okay.
To me, what is most important when I'm getting at a woman is that she knows I believe in everything about myself that I'm saying to her. The way that
well,
I carry myself. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The way that I carry myself and the things that I say to get her to understand that there's no bullshit about me and the principles that I'm standing on.
Hey, but check this out. Big T, hold on. Check this. Now, if you was talking to a bitch and it took you all that to say what the fuck you about, do you think you're going to catch that bitch? I don't.
Well, guess what? I'm not going to say that to that bitch. I'm not going to say none of what I'm telling you to the bitch. I'm going to convey that to the bitch by the way I carry myself.
Well, now that's what you fucking should have said. You shouldn't have said none of that other shit. Because what you just said is what's important, but that's not even the most important thing. The most important thing when you get at a woman, whether any of you know it or not, is your timing. If you ain't got your timing together, you're going to miss all the indications that brother's giving you as you talk to her. Just like every one of them motherfuckers in my school miss when they getting at them bras. You know, they so dependent on their lines that they miss when the bitch is actually giving them action. See, what I'm saying is, Big Steve, you going through all that, you're going to miss hella shit. But you saying that second part, you ain't going to miss too much like that. So let me get into what I'm saying, man. What I'm talking about is this. When you understand what timing does for you, first of all, I hope you guys know what timing is. In every timing is not standing on your march and saying, go, bam, and you start the clock. Now you're timing it. That's not timing. Timing is when you throw the ball up in the air, look at me, smile, turn around, do some kind of jig, and then put your hand out just in time to catch that ball as it comes down. Now, to relate that to conversation is what you have to do. Because what I'm saying is in every fucking conversation that you have with a woman, there is an opportune moment. I'm telling you there is an opportune moment for you to move on. But most of you miss it because you're involved in the wrong thing. Because a lot of you don't know that what you're involved in is why you don't catch. Because first of all, when you miss that word or that look or whatever that indication is, when you miss it, even though she don't realize she gave it to you, you let her down. And let me just fill you in on some things. Once you get past the first couple of lines with a woman, she's already accepted that you're going to catch her. There is no doubt in her mind that you're going to catch her. And as long as you're not doubting that you're going to catch her, you most likely will end up catching that goddamn bra. But what I'm saying about your timing is most of you motherfuckers let that timing pass you by. And then you really realize that it has passed you. And then you start chasing it with your conversation, which you don't even know you're doing this. Because the timing is actually something that both of you, you and the woman, are relying on to get together. And what's mysterious about it to her is that she don't fucking know she's doing it. And what's mysterious about it to you is that if you had to say what she would do, you couldn't. That's why it's all on feel. You got to feel this. It has to be in you. There's no definition for this. There's just a description in a word for it. And it's called timing. if you got your timing together, because you watching body language, because you leading her with conversation, you listening to her words, everything she says, you doing all this as you talk, there's no way you're going to miss her. You just can't, because what's mysterious is because if you be on time, have your timing right, something's going to happen. She going to turn on to you and you going to catch. Now, why is unknown except for the fact the bitch was wide open to be caught. Why she's wide open is that you had a conversation to relax her and get her off guard. And now she's really talking to you. Now she's doggone matching what she's saying with her body language. And you can see this. Now, as soon as you see that, you're supposed to move. You can't see that and then think about it and then move. No. It don't go like that. And I'm finna explain some shit that's gonna let you understand why it don't go like that and how it should go. Now, if you have these two things, first of all, after your time, the next thing is your flow. First of all, you got the timing down. Everything you seeing is coming through. But when you have it down, your conversation is so on time that as soon as you see it, it comes out. Otherwise, timing and flow go together. You can have one without the other, but they don't work without the other. You can't have one without the other and catch. You got to have timing and flow, and you got to have that shit together. Now, when you speak to a woman, let me explain to you some shit. When you speak to a woman, I don't know what y'all do. 347, let me get you before I get started. Go ahead, man. 347.
Hey, what's up, Rosebud? Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool. I'm on this Bluetooth thing. Yeah, let me ask you something, man. I'm not too sure if you said it that you did on another interview, but I'm going to ask you right now. Did you ever catch that bitch that you did an interview with? She was with that dude, and they were kind of coming at you.
That interview is that educated bitch you talking about?
Yeah. It was a dark skin chick and a light skin big dude.
Yeah, they was called. No, I didn't catch her. But I didn't want to catch her. My thing was to show her that she could be caught. And the way I showed her that is, I think they showed this, but we left together from that interview. But I just rolled with her and brought her back. Because what I'm saying, I didn't want that bitch. Just even if she liked me, I didn't want to fuck with her. I don't just fuck with bitches because they like me. They got to be a certain kind of bitch, you know. And my whole thing, even in that interview, I think you remember, I told her, hey, I will catch you if you keep talking to me. And she did.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I could do, since she was so adverse to me, the only thing I could do to prove myself to, I forget that dude's name. I forgot the host name. His name was Tommy. His name was Tommy, and we ended up getting cool. But what I'm saying is, the only thing I could do to show him was to get her to go with me. Because according to her, there was nothing I could say to her to get her to, you know, give me the time of day. And then when I drove off with my top down with that bitch in the car, Tommy called me later on and told me, man, that was a dope interview, man. And I don't know if my producers don't let me show you leaving with her, but if I can show you, man, that's going to seal it. And that was a dope interview, man.
Yeah, it did show you leaving with her.
It did?
By the way, yeah, it did show you leaving. Yeah, it did.
Okay, well, like I'm saying, man, that's how
you
I
open
know.
Open the door for her and all that, yeah.
Because I'm a gentleman, bro. And that was after you heard me calling her a bitch and telling her she wasn't all that. You know, she's like, oh, you can't catch me. I'm too educated. Girl, educated motherfucker is the one you catch first. All right, bro. Right on.
All right.
Hey, but that was real shit. That really happened. And that's what I be saying, man. The thing about me, yeah, it's good for me to sit and talk shit, you know, into this damn computer to you. But the cold part about me, I'm doing it live and in color. Any goddamn time I get that action, just like this interview, you come out this broad. She was one of them sadiddy black bitches. Thought she was fine as a motherfucker. And I told her, you fine motherfucker, I wouldn't fuck you with the next motherfucker's dick. Yeah, she was just, whoop, whoop. And then when I told, this is how, let me tell you something, man. You guys are fucking crazy. And I wish I had that goddamn interview so I could show you. But anyway, we was talking, and the whole time I'm talking, I'm trying to see if how I can get at her. Because I want to show the bitch that I can knock her off. And then the whole time we talking, I ain't seeing no action like that. But I'm studying on camera telling her that I can get her motherfucking ass. And do you know what that bitch said that made me know I just got to calm down and I can have her? When I was ranking her, I said, you fine ass motherfucker, a bitch like you, get out there and get plenty of money. You probably get paid, but you can't pay me. And the bitch perked up and said, you think I can make money? She perked up and asked me that. I said, oh, shit. Because right there, the timing was perfect for me to get her. But we on the television, so I can't really pursue what I'm thinking. But my flow, because after I seen that, I really started spitting at her. And I started letting her understand how a guy like me have 15 women like her. Shit, and you can search the far corners of the world. And you may find a motherfucker like me. But the average bitch ain't got enough time to be looking in the far four corners of the world to find my ass or somebody like my ass when I'm standing right here. That bitch was screaming. 347, come on. What's up, 347?
No, you just got me on the last caller.
Oh, okay. Oh, you just, all right. That's right. I'm sorry. All right. So, see, I'm really serious when I say this shit to you, man. I don't just be talking. You know, your tone, when you speak to a woman, you got to be in control of yourself. You got to look deep into her eyes. You know, you got to speak calmly. And that, you know, I got a couple of cats in my school. That's what's up. Yeah. You know, they say that kind of shit. None of that. Don't say that shit. Your tone has to be medium, but a little bit excitement. Girl, how you doing? Something like that. You don't have to do it exactly like that, but that's medium tone. And the excitement is that, girl, how do you know that sound? Now, I always speak on standing on what you believe. And it's ultra important for you to have something you believe in if you want to catch a broad you're talking to. Now, let's just say you just met this broad. She could be fine or not to me. But I know to y'all, she got to be a 10, which is why you can't talk to her because you're scared to death with this fine bitch. But to me, it doesn't matter. Whatever she looks like now is nothing like she's going to look like after a week fucking with me. But you should start off with a flirtatious question, if that's the case. Something like, girl, what in the hell is a woman like you doing in here alone? Now, this is very flirtatious. The words aren't flirtatious. The tone of my voice and the way I'm saying the sentence is flirtatious. And if you don't know these little idiosyncrasies, you ain't gonna know how to catch. If a motherfucker was in my class and didn't know, they could ask me a certain question, and of course I'm a detail. They gonna know this shit. Matter of fact, we going into this shit this week. That's why I guess that's why I'm talking about this shit now. But of course, I ain't been the bus like I bust in my class. Shit, I'm a dope dealer. I'm only giving you a little bit so you can want some more. But even if she with some girlfriends, you're supposed to say, what in the hell is a woman like you doing in here with some girlfriends? You say some shit like that in front of her girlfriend, this bitch draw is coming off. Period. You might not even have to say nothing else to her that night. She's still going on with you. Why? Because of the way you do what you do. So, just listen. I know you want some help, but you got to listen. Now, you got to introduce yourself before you get to talking. You got to always make sure you know who you talking to. 347, you back on here again or what? Because, shit, I thought I seen you. You got another question?
Nah, man. I didn't press one.
Okay. God damn it. I'm sorry. You got to introduce yourself. Like I say, if you have something that you believe in, you know, you got to believe that whatever the fuck that bitch looked like ain't got nothing to do with what you finna tell her. And the statement or the question you ask is actually irrelevant. But you got to really understand the point of your arsenal, which I'm not going to explain in arsenal, but you got to have different answers to questions that you're going to pose or statements that you pose to this woman. You got to have different answers. That's explained in fine detail in the class. Now, but what you would like to see at this point, since you just started talking to her, you want to see these signs I'm talking about. So when is a good time to begin checking for these signs? If you don't have it planned out, I don't mean not to the letter, but some kind of exact plan that's going to put you in the catch mode, you're going to have a hard time catching. See, ABPs is real. But you have to do things to be planned. You just can't say it. Man, I put together plans, and I think about those plans as I'm driving to where I'm going to meet this bitch. And when I get out the car, you know, it's like you take that final breath and you just nag on to wherever you're going. And when you see baby, well, me, when I see her, I start with the plan, whatever I said I was going to do. I don't care. It's like a general. Follow my motherfucking orders, and if you get killed, you get killed. That's how I feel. So I'm following my motherfucking orders. See, you have dudes who tell you not to plan your conversations, but I'll tell you why you should have a planned conversation. Because, like I told you, if you want to fucking have perfect timing, you got to know when to match. You got to know when to back up. And you got to know when to make it apparent that you're about to leave if shit don't change. And that's what your plan, the conversation, does for you. It won't let you go astray. So let's say you winging it and you run into baby and you start talking. But you winging it. And baby ain't following your conversation the way you think it should go, but you're winging it. So you don't keep fucking with her. 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes go by. She's still sitting there talking to you, looking at you, looking like she's interested in you, and you winging it. 40 minutes go by, 45 minutes go by. Out, damn, this bitch has been walking by, but you sitting there talking to this bitch. Hour go by. Now you gotta want to buy her a drink, so you buy her a drink. Hour and 30 minutes go by, and the bitch get up and say, well, okay, it was nice meeting you. I know you motherfuckers go through that shit all the time. That's because you ain't got no game. You don't plan shit. You think you can wing it. 732, what's up with you?
What's good, bud? How you doing? It's Star.
I'm good.
I'm LaStar. It's Star, from Jersey.
What's up?
Ain't nothing, man. Listen, I just want to piggyback off of what you were just saying. A couple of weeks ago, I remember you were saying how you was a great writer, you know what I mean? You know, in the game and whatnot. And just thinking about everything that you're saying right now and reflecting on all the top P's that ever came in the game, they were all top, you know, very good writers. They were good storytellers. So I personally feel like you have to take that same concept into developing your arsenals.
No, kind of. What you're saying two things, but you can't join them together. The two things you're saying is the arsenal is a good weapon to have. But as far as joining that weapon with something particular to say, that's not how the arsenal works. Now, you might not have said those exact words, but the way you said it came across that that's what you would be doing. The arsenal, I'm telling you guys, this is why it's so dope. It has nothing to do with what you're saying. It has something to do with why you're saying it. It has everything to do with how you say it. And once you understand that it's a system, your arsenal is a system. That's why once you learn the arsenal, once you make up different words to fit in to wherever you needed to fit in so you can see how to talk with the arsenal, that's why you have to get part three of the course, because part three insists upon you to forget all this goddamn shit you learned. And you can't forget it until you really know it. But once you forget it, it'll start coming naturally to you. Everything will come natural because you're not trying to make it happen. You know, you ain't trying to put your arsenal together. You know, your arsenal is a system. It's in you. As soon as you open your mouth, these words are going to form to make the system work. It doesn't matter who it is, where you are. It doesn't matter if you're on a job interview. You're just talking to somebody because you want to talk about sand. It don't matter. Everything is filtered through this arsenal mentality that you have. This is because you never want to lose control of a conversation, because that's what an arsenal does. It allows you to control and direct a conversation. This is, man, you guys are really something. All this stuff that I'm explaining is what you need to know in order to catch. And everybody just want to get a piece of it. Somebody going to get what I just said, and they're going to run with it. Oh, man, arsenal, man, they got to get it. Nah. They ain't doing nothing but cluttering their head up with some bullshit because they don't know what to do with the arsenal. They don't know how to formulate it. They don't know shit. They just know it's a such thing as an arsenal. So now they're going to run around talking about, just like motherfuckers be running around talking about the ABPs. Yeah, man, shit, man, they don't know what no motherfucking ABPs mean. Always
that's
be
true,
playing.
That's true.
Wait, Carmella, what does always be playing mean?
Always be playing. Always staying in your character. You know, being true to yourself. And always playing. Always playing your hand.
No, no. Always be playing means always be thinking, always be plotting, always be figuring out shit, always have your mind active, be like a tennis player in your mind. Anytime you're not asleep, you on the balls of your feet jumping around ready for wherever that goddamn server serves the ball so you can get there. That's always playing, bro. I told you, man, people don't know what the fuck they be talking. Not you, but I'm saying people don't know because they hear it and they just think, since always be playing, it sounds like he's talking about playing, acting, whatever, being character. No, man. That's exactly the opposite of what I'm talking about. We're not playing. We're not in character when we always playing. Hey, we in character when we not playing. And that's never. Because when we not playing, we trying to be somebody or act like somebody, which we don't do. We always playing. We figuring out what our next step is going to be 15 steps before we get ready to take that step. That's always playing. Yeah, being on top of shit, being ready for whatever the fuck happens. Because this is life. This is not a movie script. You know, where you can be in character. You know, you might be shitting and something happens. You have to think like that. You don't know what some motherfucker gonna break your door down and come in. Should I leave my door open so the flies can come in? Or cause you know where my dogs are, just in case I'm thinking like this. You understand what I'm saying? I'm thinking, man, somebody can come in here while I'm shitting. I'm by myself. Maybe I'll leave my door open. No,
exactly.
I don't leave the door open. But I think of all this stuff so that I can be on my toes just in case I hear something. Grimella,
you got
to
stay on point.
Hey, but you know I'm a goddamn writer. I got a vivid imagination. So don't let me be in the bathroom. Ain't nobody at home. And I hear some kind of creak.
I'm 35. You sharper than most motherfuckers that I know.
Hey, I beg to differ. I'm sharper than any motherfucker you know. Not that I know them. I just know me. And until I meet that motherfucker that's sharper than me, I don't know he exists. You know what? You know what, Carmella? When you get to a certain sharp, there is no one sharper than you. Even if there is a person that knows 13 or 14 or 15 things that you don't know, the reason he's not sharper than you is because you know somebody else is sharper than you. So anything that you do here that you didn't know, you're going to pick it up right away. There's nothing that can come anywhere around you where you can see or hear it that you ain't going to pick it up and use it for you if it's anything valuable to you. That's just the way you are when you get sharp. You know, hey,
yeah.
I know how to talk to a motherfucker and know everything about him. And then when I start telling him, man, you this and you that, he say, damn, you right. You know why? Because they, just like women, I ain't talking about dudes are just like women. I'm saying conversation. It's a such thing as it, of it. And when you're talking to a woman and you're using that conversation, just like when you, I'm sure you heard me do it, Grimella, be talking to somebody, don't know who the fuck they are, then I could tell them exactly about them. Why? Because they was talking to me. They entertained my conversation, and they don't know my conversation is dissecting what the fuck they saying. They don't know it.
Yeah.
They think they're just talking. But no, you're telling me every goddamn thing about you. This is what your arsenal does. This is what having the confidence in yourself does. It makes you, and check this out, Gravella. Half of the shit I be guessing. Really. I just believe what I guess. I mean, what? Her legs ain't really talking. But when I see her legs move a certain way, them motherfuckers mean something to me. And I'm finna say what I think it means, and I'm gonna go with it. And before you know it, that bitch is gonna actually accept what I gave the meaning of it to. And every time she do it, she gonna be willing to go for whatever I said it means. This is unconscious, bro. I know psychological warfare. I'm not just about my dick.
Yeah, I definitely feel what you're saying. I definitely feel what you're saying. I had a situation like that earlier today. Had a conversation with somebody that was working with it. Her whole body language was just showing me that she was interested, and I caught her.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
You said you caught her?
Yeah, I caught her.
Well, I'm telling you, man, the things we talk about is true, and they work. And all you got to do is apply the shit in real time. This particular time, it might not work for you, but if you keep doing it, it will work. All right, man, let me get my other calls, man. 443, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I got you, man.
All right, cool. You know who this is, right?
No, who is this?
Tarn from The Boxer.
The Boxer. What's happening, man?
What's up, dude? I just want to thank you. A lot of what you said on the phone, the last time I called, I went back over one of the videos that I bought originally about confidence. And I'm getting out of breath because I'm walking right here, but it really helped me out a lot and just kind of started. It got the ball rolling for a lot of thoughts. A lot of this stuff that you've been saying that I've been listening to, like, that stuff's been, it's already been going in my mind.
Hey, let me tell you, let me ask you something, man. You still 100 with the boxes, right?
Yeah, but I just do it for different reasons. Like, that's not all that I can do, like, honestly. I can do more than that. I can succeed at that if I wanted to, but I don't have to do that.
So what, are you saying you're changing your mind about it?
No, I'm not changing my mind about my commitment to it at all. The only thing I'm saying is that you're including
broader horizons.
Yeah, because I'm realizing that I'm more talented than that. I don't have to ever get hit again if I don't want to. And that's why I've been good at fighting. It's because I fucking
worked. Well, listen, man. This is all your decision, but it sounds like, it don't sound like you as hard on it as you was before, and I don't like that. But if you happy with what you doing, and you know what you doing, I'm happy for that. But what I'm saying is, the commitment that a young man make at a young age, and he's going to learn all kind of things to challenge his commitment, you know, challenge his directions because he's young. But what I'm saying is you had a pretty firm grasp on your direction. And right now, it sounds like you kind of changed it. Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. What I'm saying is there's not many dudes that get a direction. So if you're going to, you know, go slower or whatever you're going to do, do what you think you should do. But to me, when you learn stuff, it don't prevent what you've been doing. It enhances what you've been doing. And especially if what you've been doing is a real serious commitment to you. Now, I don't want to say do this and then turn around and say do that. I'm really saying the same thing.
At the end of the day, I will decide.
Huh?
At the end of the day, I will decide. Don't be afraid to give your opinion because I'll make my own judgment on it.
Okay. Well, that's good right there. That's some good shit. But my whole point to you, bro, is even though I haven't met you, I'm a fan. I want to see you fucking wear that belt. I'm not saying what you're thinking is going to keep you from wearing that belt. I'm saying if you want to grow, don't stop something you already are doing that's really good for you in order to grow. you include whatever you learn and you try to use that mentality to enhance whatever you're doing. Because I think, I believe it or not, I believe he was going to be a good boxer. I just did. I still do. You might not need to.
That's why I kept coming back, is because you were right about that. And you could just tell. That's why I keep coming back. I know
well,
you're right.
Hey, so, but you are still boxing, though, right?
Yeah, I'm still training now, but I'm in college right now, so I can't. There's not really anywhere around. People around here are, like, soft as hell. There's no boxing type of shit. So I kind of have to do that, stay in that mentally on my own. But that's why I said, like,
hey,
my commitment doesn't waver.
Hold on.
Go ahead. It's like, that's why I said my commitment doesn't waver, is because it's more than just a sport, really. To me, I'm always playing that sport in my head, specifically with God, when I'm around God. Like, I'm always playing that sport in my head, even if I'm not actually fighting them. That's how I kind of see life too. But that's been my problem with women, is that I've been going at it kind of. I've been thinking about it too aggressive, I think.
No. What it is your competitive nature don't know when to stop yet. You ain't controlling it. So what you should do is just like you're doing. Think shit through. But when it comes to women, you have to be able to focus your competitive nature in a totally different area. It's not really competitive as far as who's the strongest, who's the fastest, who knows the most. It's not that kind of competition. It's the competition to relax. It's the competition
that's
in your mind
doing.
That you got to relax. And you ain't competing.
Yeah.
You're displaying right now. You're not competing. You're a natural competitor, bro. And you know, you might have let, I think you let somebody say it kind of fuck with you, man. And I don't feel good about that. Not in a bad way. I just like the way you sound when I first talked to you. I like what you're saying now because it's showing growth. But I don't want to interfere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, don't worry about that, because it's not that boxing has – I'm still there. Like, that's still who I am. But
all
the
right.
thing is that when I was competing back in Maryland, when I was boxing, like, it was – I was doing that at to cope with a lot of stress and shit like that. And I was doing it physically. And a lot of it was, I wanted to identify as a boxer and tell people that so that they wouldn't fuck with me ever again. Because I'm kind of short. I'm built, now that I've been boxing for a while, I'm pretty built. And my face is pretty, like, chiseled or whatever, but I am short. So people would fuck with me back in the day, but, like, so that's kind of why I boxed. It wasn't because I really...
Check this out. Let me ask you something. Wait. Let me ask you something. Do they mm-hmm. fuck with you now? Let me ask you something. Don't say that. Are you still short?
I'm on the smaller side of average in terms of height.
Wait, man. Yes or no? No running. Are you still short? You said it before.
Yeah. Other people would classify me as short. Yeah, I would also
say that. Hey, let me ask you a question then. How come before, when you said before, you wanted to identify with it because, you know, people would fuck with you, woo-woo, whatever, because he was short, and now that you didn't really grew into who you was trying to be, you grew into a boxer. You know, a boxer is like a karate expert. They don't want to prove themselves. They got hands, dangerous hands, you know. So what I'm saying is before you was thinking they was looking at you like that because you had a small man's complex. You've grown out of that shit now. Now you ain't even seeing them as doing that shit. So it's the same shit they was doing before. It's just now you've grown and you're able to see clearer and it's making you better. You know, you told me something important just now when you mentioned that you were short, because now I can see a lot clearer. You know, I'm short, but I'm not the short. I had two partners that was the short.
I'm not crazy short.
No, well, I had two partners. I 5'6" short. You 5'6" short, I could tell. What I'm saying, 5'5", 5'6". What I'm saying is I had some 5'4" partners. And you couldn't say shit to them motherfuckers without them trying to make sure they could do it better than you. They had that complex. Hey, did you know the greatest leaders in history was all short?
Yeah. So was Mike Tyson.
Hey, bro, you got to know I'm short because why would I know that bullshit?
I know you are. I read that in your book, and I knew that was a joke because you said it.
I used to look up shit about shortness because I used to flex about that shit, man, until I realized, no, man, don't do it. You ain't short. Whatever height you are, that's your fucking height. You ain't short.
Yeah, I don't care. Bullshit. I fuck with my height. I've fucked up people way taller than me.
No, man, you're looking at it wrong. Don't matter who you can fuck up.
No, that's always how I've looked at it.
None of that matters, man. What matters is the way you look at shit. You should understand you're not short. I don't give a fuck if you was 4'8". You're not short. You big as you are. And if you big as you can be, you a motherfucker. Period. That's the way it go. And that's how you should see. If you the most you can be, ain't nothing wrong with you, man. Shit.
No,
you taller than Goliath. Hey, man, I don't want to stay on here too long, but look, hit me on my email because I want to talk a little more to you, man. All right?
Yeah. I'd like to. Thank you.
For sure, bro. Hey, that brother there, we've been talking back and forth for a while, and he's a dedicated young man, and I like that. You know, I really do. Now, we was talking about plans and shit. If shit don't go as planned, or let's say you don't get the responses that you look at, 911, oh, that's Sean. No, that ain't Sean. What the fuck? I just had somebody here. Oh, that's Sean. What's up, man?
What's happening, bud? Yeah, I just wanted to say this real quick. If any of y'all ever heard anything on the show that you appreciated or that you found to be real, show some love and make sure you support that Drop of a Dime movie that he got out. I just got on the line. I'm not sure if he plugged it or not, but y'all need to show some love, like, you know, support the real. You know what I'm saying?
You know it. For sure. Thanks, bro. like I was saying, if things don't go as you're playing, you know, your plan combo ain't basically getting you what you thinking it should get you, the fact that you're using it is going to let you know. And what I'm saying is, you got to understand, it's really not a memorized conversation. It's more of a memorized system of conversational flow. That's what it is. It's something that can, 713. What's up, 713?
Yeah, this is Dave. I just wanted to interrupt. I heard my brother Sean talking about the movie. I heard my brother Sean talking about the movie, but he forgot to say September 20th, next Thursday, Drop of a Dime, YouTube. Real Talk with Rosebud.
That's right. Hey, that shit's real. Hey, you know what? Don't get me to talk shit now. Let me stay on point. See, listen, you guys. What you really doing is putting where you want your who, what, when, where, and why of your conversation. You remember when you was in school and your grade school teacher was trying to show you how to really write a good paper, and she would say, you have to answer these questions, who, what, when, where, and why. They would say that, and you would actually answer these questions, and when you did answer them, as far as why you was writing, you would have a good paper. It's like that with conversation. Otherwise, if you get the course, it's going to detail it. But if you don't get the course, you just got to look for this goddamn information. See, I'm a time freak. And I ain't fucking with no bitch no long time to get her to like me. I just ain't. If it takes too long, I don't like her. And too long is like 10 minutes. Excuse me, I need a drink. I started hiccuping. I got my water. I had to drink it. But I get turned off. So I just have a no-nonsense mentality when I'm talking to bros. And you should have that. You can't just suddenly have this mentality. You got to develop it. You got to first make your whole identity this mentality. And the way you do that is to see how you feel when you walk off from the brawl. You got to do this stuff. I'm telling you. When you talking, and she already been saying something you don't like, but you're trying to, stay at her. You gotta be able to look. I'm gone. Turn around and walk off. You gotta be able to do it. And let me tell you something. You better not do it, because if you do it, you really gonna be hooked. Because that shit make your dick hard. It's that cool of a feeling to turn around and walk off from a motherfucking bitch. Once I decide she ain't shit, that don't mean, she ain't really worth, me going over to her and trying to come up with her. But I'm already have that thought in my head, and I'm going to be trying to eliminate her. I just grew up knowing the same shit can be chicken for one man and feathers for the next. So just because, what I think, see, this is the cult, not cult, the best part of being like this. Because you see both sides of the coin in any situation. You can see how it's cool. You can see how it's fucked up. And then you choose which one you want to be. Because in any instance, you can be cool or you can be fucked up. But either one of those can catch if you know what you're doing. You can be fucked up because you got to put this bitch in her place without calling her a bitch. Man, just do some shit that's fucked up. Like leave. Walk off while that bitch talking. Shit. If you come behind me and catch a bitch, I left. I ain't going to be mad at you. I'm going to congratulate your ass for being down. I don't take shit personal when it comes to women because I felt she wasn't going to bust a break. Man, I've had that happen several times. Man, that bitch a punk. I ain't going to waste my time with that bitch when I drive off and the next morning the nigga I said that to riding down the street with the bitch. I was just gonna say, what's up, nigga? You caught that bra? Yeah, nigga put his work in, mate. Shit, I'm telling you more than that. I must have liked the bitch anyway. That's what I tell myself. I didn't like that bitch no way. But what I'm saying is, I accept life. I accept what's happening. Now, in those few minutes that I'm talking to the bitch, if I get action, should I know that not only is she a fast thinker, she brave, which are prerequisites to even fuck with me. What I'm saying is, what do I do? Are you a fast thinker? Yes. Are you brave? Yes. I ain't gonna know shit when I ask that bitch that shit. But if I got a design plan that's going to show me if she a fast thinker, that's going to show me if she brave, I don't need to hear what she say. I just got to watch what she do because I got game. All of this is in my questioning or when I'm getting at her. I find out all of this shit. I don't simply talk to no goddamn woman. I don't have idle conversation. My conversation is like a laser that a doctor is using to cut out something It's very precise. I try to emphasize this to all of you, you know, that you should have a reason you talking to a bitch. And everything you say should be showing her whether or not you headed in the direction of your reason. Excuse me. This should be showing you, not her. Everything you saying should be showing you whether or not you headed in that direction. That's why you have to have a planned conversation. That's why you have to use an arsenal so you can know if you got action or not. And then, while I'm headed to the car with that bitch, I'm going to grab her and pull her towards me. I've been knowing her. I didn't just met the bitch and came up with her. Shit, I'm going to be acting like I've been knowing this motherfucker all my goddamn life. Be chuckling and shit. And I know simply because she came to the car to fuck with me don't mean she want to pay me. But I already know she knows what's important because I already told her. I'm not going to, you know, so I don't have to worry about shit. I'm already letting her know I'm pimping. I'm pimping. My fucking bitch ain't trying to be no help. I don't say it like that, but I shall say it. So, you know, I asked her if she want to, you know, take a ride or if she want to sit here, you know, since I'm Rolls Royce and shit. You know the bitch want to ride. I don't ask no questions that I don't know the answers to. This is fucking being a motherfucker 101. But you can be riding a goddamn Hyundai. It don't really matter. Just be ready for whichever she say. If you want to ride, you do it with the music barely audible. You don't want her to notice your sound system. Because you want her attention on your ass and what the hell are you getting ready to say. And if you don't know how to tailor your conversation to catch any woman, you need to get off your ass and get busy with the exercises in my goddamn courts. After I woo the bitch for maybe an hour, I doubt if I'm going to be there for an hour wooing her. But let's say I was there. After I do that, I'm going to surprise her ass and tell her to get that I got to go. And then, you know, I'm almost let it get romantic. And I'm going to try to turn this into a romantic statement. You know what I'm saying? Oh, baby, shit. You know, I want to sit here with him. I got to go take care of some business. Because I play. When you're talking to a woman, you got to be leading. And right now, you want her to, you know, to make a commitment. You know, so if you want the bitch to make a commitment, then she's very comfortable sitting here talking to you. You got her taken away. I'm telling you, I don't know what made me say hour, but I really don't fuck with no bitch longer than 20 minutes without her making some kind of goddamn commitment. Now, her first commitment that she made and didn't know it because of how slick I am, is she didn't commit it to trusting me. And you know how I know that, fellas? The bitch just met me and she coming to the car. Come on, man. You guys fucking slow. Shit. The bitch did that shit as far as trusting me when she agreed to come to the car. It ain't my fault I'm so motherfucking slick I didn't have to ask her to trust me. But I know commitments don't come easy. And you have to build to that big one, but the damn show gonna be a big one fucking with me. And that's why I make this bitch make several smaller, insignificant commitments. I make sure she's already made these before we even get to talking about rolling with me. And now that she is rolling with me, I know to get her kind of comfortable, I'm going to suggest whatever. Just some bullshit. Some popcorn, some ice cream. What? Just some bullshit. It's something else you motherfuckers should notice about me. I ain't spending no money on no motherfucking woman until I see she's worth me doing it. I'm fine with an ice cream cone and Mickey D's. You have to get her to say yes to something. And you have to get her to say yes to something that you know she don't ordinarily do. And most women, they've done it before, but they don't play darts. They don't shoot pool or none of that shit. So let's go play some pool. Yeah, what you say in this, you know, situation completely derived from what the woman says to you. But what you say have to have direction for the end of the pool game. Otherwise, you got to say something like, I'm going to whoop your ass a couple of times on this table, and then we're going to go to the planetarium and look at a planet I put a damn payment on yesterday. I named it Rosebuds. Like that name? Man, I'm a shit talker. I don't care the bitch don't believe that. She ain't supposed to believe it. I'm talking shit. 616, what's up?
Yeah, what I got to talk about tonight is just piggybacking on what you're talking about right now. The question that's on my mind is like, what is your personal difference between being patient with a woman and not letting her waste your time? Because time is valuable, and if she wasting my time, then I'ma leave. But
okay, but I don't understand
the mistake that for. Huh?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, being patient with the woman as far as taking your time with things and
hold
not
on,
rushing.
Hold on. I know what patience is. I know what rushing and all that is. I don't understand your question.
Like just knowing the difference between being patient with a woman and not letting her waste your time.
Okay. Being patient with her, I don't really do that. I mean, I do it, but I do it in a way that my conversation, question, statements is cutting through to whatever bullshit that I'm sitting here being patient about. Whatever the hell man, I got to take a little time with baby, so I'm going to be patient. Whatever the hell that is, my next sentence, not the next one, but the combination of the sentences I use is going to cut through whatever bullshit that I think she's trying to take me through. And if it can't, then right there, I'm gone because I ain't trying to have a time wasted. If that answers your question.
Yep, it sure do.
All
thanks,
right,
OG.
Bro. You know
yep.
It. Hey, check it out. What I'm saying is, when I tell her about this planet, see, you don't know how to lead. When I say to her, let's go play some pool, that's just so she can say yes. Okay. And then while we're there, I might ask her if she want to coke, whatever. Yes. You know, you got to get her to say yes to shit. Something that she don't ordinarily do, she don't ask her girlfriends to go play pool. They might know how to do it, like bitches, but they don't do it. So what I'm saying is you're leading her. Now, I'm the one leading her. When I say I'm going to whoop her butt on the pool table, what I'm doing is getting her in an aggressive or a challenging frame of mind. But I also say, then we're going to go to the planetarium and look at a planet I put a down payment on yesterday. See, right there is where the slick shit came in. Because I told her that we leaving here after I whooped your ass. If I would have just said that, she would say, you might have taken me back in my car, whatever. No, I mentioned that planet that I named. And I want her to take a look at. All of this is so I can get her to go for what the fuck I'm saying. Because when we leave the pool hall, we ain't going to no goddamn planetarium. What I'm trying to get you to see is that humor is really slick. You didn't hear me say Rosebuds, the name of the doggone planet. Otherwise, if she hear it, that's going to be a little chuckle for me. And I know what humor does for women. I know if you sneaky, like I am and you do shit slickly, you don't, because I play my hand. I don't just talk to bitches. I play my fucking hand. And I make that conversation turn serious when it's time. But in reality, I'm actually building her expectations of doing something with me. But as, you know, her ass is not going to motherfucking waste my time. I already know that. You know, even if she might call later or something like that when I tell her to, she got to go when we done with the pool game. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to disappoint her. I'm only telling her about this goddamn planetarium shit so she can look forward to doing something. And she going to ask me about it later. And if she do, on the way, I'm going to say something and I'm going to have to drop her off. Now, if you follow this little scenario, but you got to use your own rights and your own, you know, what you want to do. You got to get her to want to do something. Some of the things that you suggest. When you pull over to drop her off, you really not trying to drop her off. You want her to say something to get you to keep her with you. If she don't, I got some bread too. But I'm saying in reality, if what you're doing is making her want to be with you. Making her not want to leave. It's like a kid with some candy. You know, if it's out of their reach, as long as it's out of their reach, they want it. You know, you have to keep yourself out of that, right out of that reach. Before you actually go to wherever, as far as the planetarium, you got to get a firm commitment for what you want. So, I don't mean the planetarium. I mean the pool hall. Before you go to the pool hall or wherever it is you plan on going, you got to get a commitment from her. And, you know, like I said, you could suggest a planetarium. You know, I hate to tell you guys things because you end up trying to use the shit. And it ain't going to actually work like that. But let's say you did say the planetarium. And then you say, hey, I'm going to beat your butt in a couple of games. I'm going to take you to a planetarium, blah, blah, blah. And you use it later on after the game. Now, if you simply want some pussy, you let her know watching the stars and the planets is going to make me a little touchy-feely, you know, and I hope you don't mind. But this is before you get to the planetarium. You ain't even all the way in the car. You may be in the car, but what I'm saying is you're saying these little things to put her in a relaxed state of mind. And you just tell her, I might get a little touchy-feely at this motherfucking planetarium now. And 9 out of 10 times she's going to say, okay. Now, if you're in the pimp mode, you know, you're supposed to let her know that you just started thinking about what you want to do with her. But at this point, but if you know, a regular Joe, when she asks you what, you tell her you want to turn her into a motherfucking woman that knows how to please me. And then you just look at her. And then you tell her that I'm going to turn you into a money-getting woman so that you can buy you a planet and name it after you one day. I mean, you joking. But the bitch is dead in this. I didn't did it. This is the way I used to get to the nuts and bolts of my desires. I don't fucking need to use the same one, but I will. But I use these different scenarios I'm talking to you about because they all lead to the same thing for me. Once you've used the same scenario 6 or 7 times, 8 times, 9 times, you're going to basically remember it. And it's going to serve you in your future conversations. But when you bring it up in the future, you'll ad lib. And what I'm trying to get you to see is this is how you be able to speak to women that you've never met, never seen, had no idea you was going to even run into. And you can speak to them like they you've been knowing them 20 years. Because this is how you handle conversation. You know, I could have told you all about a conversation in maybe 3 minutes. Why do that? Because that's the way you want it. You guys want people to just tell you shit. I ain't telling you nothing. If you get it, it's because you listen to all the shit I talk and you pull what I got to say out of it. Because Bud ain't going to tell you shit. ABC 123, no, that ain't me. But if you want me to put some kind of goddamn formula together that you have to kind of get through to really see what I'm saying, nah, that's me. Because you got to really want the shit I'm talking about. I ain't getting in the way. All right, I'm gone, y'all. Hey, look, I like this shit.